Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Right, let's just talk about more serious things, or maybe not, but either way. The upcoming DA National Congress is the most consequential one yet for South Africa, and we need to pay attention to what happens there. That's according to Kanita Hunter, who is a columnist on News 24. And the reason that she's saying that is, in her view, until now, or until fairly recently, there was no real chance of the person who headed up the DA sitting as the president of South Africa. As things are changing around the country, as the ANC is losing the popular vote at quite a dramatic level, the possibility of a coalition government which might well be headed up by the DA becomes very possible. So just to give you some kind of an idea, in 2004, under Tony Leon, the DA had 12.3% of the electoral share, which grew significantly. It peaked at 22.2 under Helen Zille, and then by 2014 and 2019, there were internal struggles, and that brought it down to 20.77%. The reality is that they are a significant party and play a very important role in the country. It could also play much more significant a role coming up in 2024. Manny De Freitas, he's a member of Parliament with the Democratic Alliance. Manny, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Great to be with you and to you and the listeners. Thank you.
So I guess it's not really fair to say that the DA is under greater scrutiny than it has been. In my view, the DA has always been under greater scrutiny than any other political party. The DA can't sneeze without the country commenting on the causes of it. Whereas somehow there's so much going on, perhaps in the ANC and the EFF, that we just don't comment on those things. Why do you think that is? Why do we pay much closer attention to the DA?
I think the DA has always been different from anybody else in South Africa. Firstly, if you go back, you mentioned Tony Leon. Under his leadership in 94, after Zak de Beer, we were just before 94, when we got the results, we got less than 2% of the results, and everybody expected us to disappear and to fade away into the past, because many felt that our objective, our reason for existence, particularly under Helen Suzman and so forth, was no more relevant anymore.
Right.
And yet, with 7 members of parliament at that time, we punched way above our weight, if you like, and we were able to change the course of politics throughout our history. Firstly, because we are a party of completely different from the others. If we're not saying we're perfect, but when we do find corruption, when we do find anything untoward, we deal with the matter straight away. We don't protect people who are criminals in our party. So that's very different. And then also we've shown that where we govern the best. And that's undisputed. It's not my opinion. It's a real fact. Anywhere where the DA is governing outright on its own, it's able to bring a better life for its citizens, improve the economy, create jobs, and so forth. Now we've got to a point you've encapsulated it quite well, in that there's now a potential, it's a real possibility that the DA could actually govern on a national level. We're being realistic. We're hoping to have as few coalition partners as possible, but it is going to probably have to be in a coalition.
Sure, of course.
And the less partners we have, the better. And the reason why I say that is because we can see it just right here
in Johannesburg.
Johannesburg has been a total mess disaster. Because of the variety of competing interests. Even though we're opposition parties, somehow the public thinks that the agendas are the same, and they're completely different. And in many cases, although they're in a coalition with the DA, they are actually at the same time fighting with us. And so we're fighting very hard to make sure the next election we're going to, in a coalition, have minimal amount of partners, because the more we are able to be on our own, the more we're able to govern and change people's lives. So this Congress this weekend is absolutely very exciting. because it's going to pave the way, first of all, for our leadership, where our leadership gets elected. This will be the leadership that's going to lead us into the elections that I'm talking about. And quite frankly, I believe will change the course of South Africa's history, because where we do govern and we do come in, it's very difficult for the ANC or any other party then to replace us, simply because there's tangible differences that start taking place throughout the country. And so that's the exciting part. With our multitude of problems that we have, with load shedding, with corruption, with our economy, our grey listing, I mean, you can carry on. It's not going to change immediately, of course not. But certainly, at least, there will be the right party that will start changing the course and start changing our history for the better.
So how do we avoid, and you mentioned working with less coalition parties, you know, the residents of Cape Town will feel very differently because they've had a stable DA leadership. Johannesburg is a complete mess. I often joke with our listeners, I refuse to learn the name of our mayor. I'm not even kidding. I really don't know his name because I think he's irrelevant. He cares nothing for the citizens of Johannesburg, for the residents of Johannesburg, and, all he is a political puppet, and we accept that. But how do we avoid that? I think there's a tremendous amount of fear from people who have experienced and who are experiencing this when it comes to the next election.
Yeah, there's a lot of fear in Joburg as to what's going on. But as you say, the attitude will be very, very different if you talk to a Cape Townian, or somebody who stays in Midvale, which is just down the road from us, or any other municipality that we govern there. Their attitude will be very different. They will see a life that is much better. It's not a coincidence that literally hundreds of thousands of South Africans are semigrating to the Western Cape because life is better there. And it then shows tangibly in your daily life, where you're able to move around freely. I, for example, I have the privilege of being in Parliament. That means I'm in the CBD of Cape Town very often. I would never in a million years think of walking around in the Joburg CBD.
Oh, my goodness, no.
But certainly it's a no-brainer when it comes to the CBD in Cape Town. So life is completely different either way. Now, you get back to your questions. How do we ensure that you don't have all these coalition partners? Well, it's very simple. People must, number one, go out to vote. You cannot believe how on the phone, when I'm on the phone on election day, and I'm talking to a resident, a citizen of Joburg, for example, and they say, oh no, they're, you know, too tired, or they're going out for lunch, or they're, you know, going for a braai, or whatever the case is. And I'm thinking, people literally died for you and I to have this vote, and you're making it frivolous by saying you're too busy or you're going shopping or whatever the case is. You're welcome to do that, but just go and vote first. So the first is to go and vote, and second is to vote the right way. People keep on wanting, South Africans love new shiny things. And every election, every single election that we've had since 94, there's always been a new shiny party that's come in that somehow brings this new fake hope that people have, and they get disappointed time and time again. And I'm saying, why are people going for these new shiny parties that sound fantastic in the beginning and then history shows that they're not? I'm saying try the true and tested way of what party has really changed people's lives, have made things better. Ignore the rhetoric and the politics, but the real facts of where political parties are governing and changing people's lives. And consistently, without, failure, it's been the DA. EA over and over again. And so those are the things I would recommend is for people to, first of all, go and vote, and secondly, to vote the right way. And in my opinion, it would be the DA.
As much as I hate the race-based politics, is it a concern? Mm-hmm. And a few listeners are messaging in, talking about the fact that, well, then the DA needs black leadership, need to change the narrative, etc. How much does this come into play in discussions within the DA?
Well, we've done extensive research, extensive polling, extensive work into this very, very topic. And South Africans, again, are very forgetful. It was tried, you know, and I always say in the beginning is if the answer is simply having a black leader, then please explain to me why the EFF is not growing and it's reached seat. Why the ACDP diminished from 10 members in 94 to where there are three now, to the IFP and basically every other party. So it's been tried in our party, and we found that under, for example, under Helen Ziller, we grew the most black votes under her leadership, and we lost the most black votes under Musi Maimane's leadership. So race has little to do with it, and that comes out in our tracking polls, where South Africans are more interested in their future. Everyone wants the same thing. We want a good education for our children. We want food on our table. We want stable jobs. We want safety and security. We all want the same thing. It's only the politicians that are making race an issue because it's part of their agenda. But South Africans on the ground have moved on and are more concerned with other more important, more basic, more streamlined things. And that is what we're focusing on. And where we are governing is exactly what we're doing. And guess what? All South Africans of all races and colors and creeds are lining up behind the DA because they see the message. They see what the values are and what we're really about. And that's what's important. The color of your skin and so forth is absolutely inconsequential. It's been tried throughout the world in various, throughout man's history. People have tried to separate people based on.
Yeah, well, that's the irony of this, isn't it? It's almost going back to that, and that's what we see race-based politics does, or gender identities. That's what it does, is it takes us back to that, and it forces us to look at color, where the whole idea is that we stop seeing it in the same way. Very, very interesting, and I really appreciate you taking the time to debate that with me. Manny de Freitas, he's a member of Parliament with the Democratic Alliance, talking to us about the DA's federal election and what we can and we hope to expect in 2024.